Anthem lineups. It is now time to tip things away. The final non-conference game of the 2012-13 season for Menlo College. The Oaks snapping a six-game losing streak this past Thursday with an overwhelming 15-point win against La Sierra University from Riverside, California. Tonight, their opponent, University of California Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs, 5-10 record, 1-7 in away games, winners of two of the last three. It's a nice crowd on hand, 50 miles away, Santa Cruz, so they have traveled well. Right now, the two teams embracing before we will be ready to get started. Oaks and Slugs. Menlo, the home whites, as always. And Santa Cruz visiting navy blue jerseys with gold trim. Keith Bowman, Ryan Swanson, the two men in the middle. The tip, it is Menlo basketball, and we are underway from Haynes Prim Pavilion. The Oaks are sending out Monroy, Bowman, Jones, Charles Barnes, and Malik Dunmar. Barnes has it right at the top of the key, feeds it to Sharon Jones. Jones now second on the team in points per game after the performance by Bowman on Thursday, in which he scored 25. First shot of the game is too strong from just outside the paint from Charles Barnes. Santa Cruz hauls in the rebound. Trent Reeves, Jared Ponce, James Townsend, Marshall Arnwine, and Ryan Swanson, the starting five for Santa Cruz. 30 seconds gone by. Here's Reeves. Feed into the corner. Dribble drive baseline. Now it's Swanson. Kick in the corner. Arnwine with 10 on the shot clock. Feed right out of the hoop to Swanson. Oaks get the basketball. Charles Barnes comes dashing in. Knocks it away. Saves it just before it bounds over the baseline. So Menlo has it. Monroy. It's a little bit of separation. Now into the corner where Barnes. Bowman coming off that 25.9 rebound showing. He loses it. Skirmish on the floor. It's Swanson of Santa Cruz, and it'll go back to the Slugs. What is it? Two of the last three. Last time out, the final day of 2012, December the 31st, a three-point victory against Occidental College. Here is a layup attempt. No good. Reeves, offensive board, the bucket, the foul by Townsend. Sophomore forward from Sacramento. Going to the free throw line, looking to convert the three-point play the old-fashioned way as Santa Cruz strikes first to lead it 2-0. Townsend this season averaging 10.3 points per game, and that is second on this Slugs club. Trent Rees has set the pace a little over 11. Townsend, cool, calm, and collected, knocks down the free throw. So the Slugs now lead it 3-0. Was a matchup last season of these two teams. The only time in the 30-year head coaching career of John Surface the two teams have locked up. First, it's Bowman under the basket. Uses the glass to perfection. Knocks down the bucket from in close. Now 3-2. 18 minutes, 15 seconds in this first half. Rockin' Haynes Prim Pavilion. Swings on the perimeter. Ponce has it. Makes a move on Jones. Now the feed tip. Reeves holds on. Barnes gets in the way. He's going to have a clear path to the basket. Lift off and a bucket. Barnes, the layup, converting defense into offense. First the steal. And the Oaks have their first lead of this game. It's now 4-3. 17-46 in the first half. It's Townsend backing down Malik Dunbar. Looks to create some space. Now an outlet. Swung to Marshall Arnwine Jr. He goes to the Haynes Prim insignia beyond the three-point line. Cross-court pass, as now having his mitts on it is big Ryan Swanson, 6'7 from Santa Rosa. Fading away, baseline jumper punts. Freshman from Chino Hills. Back to a Santa Cruz one-point edge, 5-4. Mentioned the two teams locking up last season, the 10th of December. Oaks lost the game 83-73. Bowman after the feed from Dunbar. He gets fouled right under the hoop. Wait to see who the call is on. Two Slugs were around the play. It'll be on Reeves, first personal, first team foul. So here comes Bowman, already with 2 points. After we talked about, of course, the 25.9 rebound showing. Both game highs. He misses, though, the first free throw. Actually overtook Sharon Jones for most points on the team. Bowman now averaging 12.5. He's also the team-leading rebounder. 6.5 boards of contest. Splits the pair of free throws, so we are knotted up 5-5. Santa Cruz. Arnwine Jr., the sophomore from Compton. Good defense play by Monroe. Nearly a turnover. James Townsend, good ball movement. Potts winds up corner three, and it goes begging. Rebounded by Charles Barnes, the junior from Pittsburgh, California. Barnes, he has it at the wing. He takes too many steps, and traveling is the call. Michael Rodriguez all over the call. He's joined tonight our three officials. We said Rodriguez, Michael Hendricks, and Paul Campana. 16:45. Good one early. Deadlocked at five apiece. Feed. Now Ponce delivers it, and the little floater is no good by Townsend. Missed it right to the right of the basket. Monroy. Barnes. Feed to Jones. He had just 3 points last game, which is why he's now second on the team. Winds up three ball, and it misses as it's the back iron, though. Barnes working hard. Picked the pocket, then the bucket for Charles Barnes. Santa Cruz had initially come away with the rebound, but you got to credit the feistiness of Barnes working hard. And defense into offense again. He now is four. Here's dashing through the lane. Trent Reeves, bucket, and a foul. Found space through the lane, and he nails the layup. They go into the free throw line. Chance to convert the three-point play. We'll see a pair of first-timers in this game in terms of Menlo's John Smith and freshman from Reno David Abatem. Foul was charged on Malik Dunbar, the 6'2 junior forward from Fairfield, second on the team in rebounds. Reeves hits the free throw, so he does convert the three-point play. 4 minutes gone by. Santa Cruz holding a one-point edge. Here is John Smith. Smith, 6.3 points per game, a junior from Tracy, California. A lot of explosiveness. Here's Bowman. He drives on the baseline, kicks Jones. Three-pointer, no good. Tipped, and the Oaks have the offensive board. Bowman to Smith will be credited with that rebound. Now Abatem started that 16-0 run with a three-pointer. Four threes in a row as the runner in the lane by Sharon Jones is no good. Another offensive board. It's John Smith. Picks up the dribble. Now three ball. Abatan, it's in. Nothing but net. The Oaks win the race to double digits. They have a two-point lead. It's 10-8. Talking about Abatan and the 16 in a row for Menlo in that game. Another. And one. Looks like Trent Reeves is actually... looks like that they're going to call the foul on the floor. So discredit the bucket, but the foul on John Smith. Mandeep Rai is in for the first time tonight. So is Austin Stedman for Santa Cruz. So the Slugs will take it out. Right off the inbounds, the jumper is good from Spencer Wells, junior from Los Altos, and we're knotted up at 10-10. Neither one of these two teams giving an inch now over the first 5 minutes. John Smith. Drive, loses it, Santa Cruz basketball. Trent Reeves with the steal. Has now feed it over to Wells, who knocked down the jumper from the baseline moments ago. Here's Townsend, feeds it. Reeves, three-pointer, it hits the side of the rim as it falls, no good. 14:37 to play, first half of action, 10-10. Abatin, nifty move, bounce pass to Bowman under the hoop. He goes up and hits. Keith Bowman. Now with 5 points, 12.8 a game after the 25 last time out. Bowman had some nice comments after the game on getting that win that snapped the six-game losing streak. Opposite end, it's Stedman driving on Bowman. The miss, the rebound, Townsend, and his turnaround hook is well off the mark, unable to draw iron. Here's Jones. Right at the wing, feeds Smith, bounce pass Bowman. He will dish it. Now Abatan, three, it's good. David Abatan's hit two threes in this game. The Oaks lead 15-10, 13:47 in this first half. Ponce, now Townsend drives, carries. Close game early, the Oaks controlling a 5-point lead. As we step away, Menlo College Sports Network, 13:41 to go in the first stanza.